You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM. Cotton, Eureka, Arcata, and?
All the ships at sea.
All the ships at sea.
Centerville.
Okay. Centerville.
Rosewood. Fieldbrook.
Samoa.
Greater Sunnybrae.
Garberville.
Hensen.
Hydesville.
Rio Del.
Scotia.
You win.
You can't keep going?
No, I'm new to town, and I don't know all the cities yet, but I'm working hard, and I feel like someday I will be at your level.
Well, you know, there's this new app that HSU happens to have that while you're out exploring those towns, you can take selfies of yourself doing this, and then you can also maybe win some sweet outdoor gear and help the school win a competition.
That's such an organic segue into this topic.
Well, you know, I've been on the radio once or twice.
Yeah, you have. thanks for letting us be here, by the way, Bailey Brown. And congratulations on your 1 year K-Humversary.
Oh, yeah.
Last week.
Today. No, it's.
It's today?
This day.
Oh, this is it.
This exact day.
Oh, we should have brought you cookies.
You did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't bake them yourself. They're not even chocolate chip.
I let the pros do it. Always defer. But
the
no,
pros where? You have to give them a shout out now.
They came from whatever the new Velatini. Like, it used to be Velatini in Henderson Center, and now it's like something else. I don't know what it is now, but it's something else, and it's good.
Okay. And I don't think I've been there before.
You'll get around to it.
But I don't hang out in Henderson Center often.
Henson's popping. You need to get there. Hendo, as we call it.
I know. I have a friend that keeps trying to talk me into going to a bar there. Like Dave's Place?
Yes. Dave's Place is legit. Good karaoke, mm-hmm. Sweetwood paneling.
Awesome. I prefer chainsaws on the walls of my bars.
Logger style. Were you at that show? Did you go see the Undercovers?
I did not go see the Undercovers.
Ah.
But, I mean, I've seen them many times. Which time?
This past one, everybody was there. Look, how are we off topic already? We need to rein it in here. We got things to discuss.
I got us there.
Yeah.
And then you took us away. Okay, so I have Mike Dronkers here from HSU. And then I have Ruby Garcia, who is student lead over at HSU, part of Center Activities. And then I have Bridget Hand, who is the manager of Center Activities here as well.
Thanks for having us on.
Thanks for coming on. Super awesome. So how did HSU get involved with this campus challenge through Outdoor Nation?
Ruby, take it away.
Okay. Hi. So Bridget saw this opportunity through her inbox, and she saw it as a really great opportunity for Humboldt State to work on diversifying our outdoor spaces and being really inclusive and welcoming and sort of redefining what it means to be outdoorsy.
And Ruby's already been doing a lot of work with that, with Latino Outdoors, and so she's a natural fit for this because she believes so much in getting people outside and recreating, especially people that don't necessarily feel very welcome in the outdoor spaces. So she's been a really great advocate for so many different student voices on campus during this challenge. And basically, this challenge came across my inbox. They said, you should compete. And we said, of course we should compete because we should win because we are a super outdoorsy campus. And we also thought it'd be a great way to connect students that are new to the area with all the wonderful things there are to do here in Humboldt County.
And also members of the community can get involved with this too, because you can sign up and you can click, because it asks you how you're affiliated with the school, and you can say community.
Exactly.
And you can get involved. And that's super cool, because all of us are somewhat connected to HSU, whether or not we like it or not.
Go ahead.
The community is really what creates this culture of outdoor spaces. They're running the stores that sell the disc golf discs. They're, you know, having the outdoor gear. They're running the nonprofits locally that are restoring the dunes, linking bike trails together everywhere, you know, having fishing tours for us to go on. So really, the community is what creates this outdoor space for us all to play in. So, of course, we want them to play, too, with us.
Yeah, and it's a good thing. I mean, first of all, if we were to be very base about things, I know the K-Hum audience is not a base bunch, very altruistic people, but you can win so many prizes. Like, seriously, there's a vat of prizes in Bridget's office that you could throw a toddler in and not see that toddler. Like, it's deep. And it's backpacks and, you know, gift certificates for Chacos and, you know, water bottles and hats and shirts and just amazing stuff. Backpacks from Osprey. Like, that's good gear. And so that's why it's cool to have Outdoor Nation sort of hustling that donated prize grind there, because it's just raining prizes. So, yes, it's good to go outside, but you can, by doing the Outdoor Nation Challenge, you can win a bunch of stuff. Do you enjoy winning? Have you won anything? It's great, right?
I never qualify to win anything.
That's true. Yeah, this you can win. You can do this, Bailey Brown.
I can win this. Cause
but yeah, I mean, you know, outside of the fact that you can win a bunch of cool stuff, it's also just really good for the community, because if/when the Humboldt fam wins this thing, yeah, that's a great brag point for the school. But it's also helping to shape conversation in this county. If we look at ourselves as the outdoorsy county that we are, it helps create dialogue. It helps do things that Bridget was talking about, linking up bike trails. It helps do things that Ruby is working on. And can we give a plug to Latino Outdoors, by the way? Because she's a honcho at Latino Outdoors. They do. Can I
look? Can she describe it?
Please. I was just going to say that I'm a white dude and there's too many of me in the outdoors. You know, well, there's an outdoors for everyone. But what is Latino Outdoors doing?
At Latino Outdoors, we work to connect the Latino communities with more outdoor recreation opportunities and insert a positive narrative into the conservation conversation.
And how do you work to do that?
We do a lot of community outreach. We organize different events for the Latino communities. We take them kayaking. We involve them in conservation movements. We do a lot of campaigns that sort of reflect what we believe in. So any chance we get, we work with our communities to involve them.
And if somebody maybe has not run into Latino Outdoors yet and wants to be involved, how would they get involved?
You can email Humboldt@latinooutdoors.org to get on our mailing list. You can reach out to me personally at rubyjean@latinooutdoors.org, or you can contact our Humboldt coordinator at leslie@latinooutdoors.org. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah, they're such an awesome organization. When Ruby, because she's interning in the office that I work in, and when she came in and she was like, oh, I do a Latino Outdoors. Ruby, you remember, I lost my mind. Like, I went full fanboy. They're fantastic. Like, inclusion in the outdoor space is a very, very big thing for good reasons, both short and long term. But yeah, get down with some of that. It's great. And that's one of the cool things about the Outdoor Nation Challenge, is that has been Humboldt State's one of the angles that we took, because it was, you know, Bridget and Ruby are like, well, let's go in this way and try to get people outside who don't sort of identify as outdoorsy. So there are a ton of things that you can do outside that you might go, oh, really? I can get points for that? You want to talk about some of the things you can get points for, Ruby?
Yeah, we have a list of activities that count, such as climbing, bike riding, camping. But some of the things that aren't on the list that I personally really enjoy, like agate hunting, those can all count as an outdoor games. So it doesn't really matter what activity you do outside, as long as it's sort of an activity that fosters your connection to nature. You can get really creative and be able to log it.
Have you been agate hunting?
No.
Do you know what it is?
I have no idea what it is.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah. What is agate hunting?
Okay, so basically you go to the beaches that have, you know, all the pebbles, and you look for these little rocks that look like glass. They're really translucent. Cool. Yeah, they're really beautiful, and I found a ton yesterday, so I kind of upped my agate hunting game.
Nice. And that's like at any of the beaches around here? You go to Centerville?
Ruby will hook you up with the spots. Is it like a secret? Like, mushroom hunters are very secretive, and surfers are very secretive about their spots. Are the agate hunters?
Some are, but I really love being inclusive and sharing my passions with everyone else. So Big Lagoon, Dry Lagoon are the spots. Those are where all the avid agate hunters are.
It's like, it's like if Easter were at a beach. And also not religious. And also without candy. It's like finding stuff. Think of it
that way. It's like presents. Think of it as a birthday, okay? All right.
Yeah, it's a cool treasure hunt.
Your parents didn't hide your presents around the house whenever you had a birthday?
Uh-uh.
Wow, even bad parents. No, just kidding.
We are going to have a scavenger hunt for an REI backpack.
Oh.
Or is it North Face?
I think it's REI, isn't it?
I'll have to check.
You've got the paper.
All right. Reeling back in. You can get points for doing things. And I liked how in the Outdoor Nation Challenge, they suggested, like, if you're going whitewater rafting, you log when you're hiking out there to the river. You log the activity, and then you log hiking back. So you can actually get three then that time.
You can get four if you check out some cool animals, some cool wildlife.
There you go. Awesome. And it's like a certain amount of points for that. And one thing that I found that was awesome was that on the app, Humboldt State leads by 10,000, but it's tons of different individuals that make up that 10,000 that they're leading by, because a student from University of Central Florida has the highest amount
at this
of
exact
individuals
moment.
At this
but
exact
they're three
moment.
Hours ahead.
Perhaps.
They've had a head start. This is how. So this guy Jordan
is
from
super
Humboldt
close.
State, is super,
890.
He's a rock star. Bridget, you know Jordan. This guy is exhausted all the time.
Every time you see him, you're like, "How are you hanging in there, Jordan?" And he's like, "Oh, I got up at 5 o'clock this morning so I could get my morning run in before I rode my bike to Eureka to go to work, do a paddle on my lunch break, ride my bike home, stop in the dunes, do a hike, and then go to the gym and go rock climbing." And he's got his schedule all lined up every single day around his classes and around his work so he can get his full 50 points. I mean, he's doing other stuff too. I know he's going in a hammock. I know he's skateboarding, but he doesn't even bother with those low point stuff. He only just goes for the high points every day.
Wow, that's crazy. So he really wants to win a lot of this stuff. So what exactly can people win, and how do they win like the local prizes, and what do they, because there's different weekly prizes, right?
Yeah, so the weekly prizes from Outdoor Nation and the larger sponsors like the North Face and Osprey, Backpackers Pantry, things like that, there sometimes they have challenges for you that you have to do. Like if you go hiking this week or backpacking, then you get entered in to win an Osprey pack. So go hiking or backpacking this week. But all the local prizes, like the coffee, the bobbleheads, the journals that we have, we even have shampoo and conditioner, Coke Tat hats, you know, all sorts of other prizes to win. All you have to do is just log any kind of activity, and literally I get sent a big Dropbox of everybody's activities, and I plug a number into the random search online, and I get number 832, and that's who wins the prize. So the more prizes or more activities you log, the more chances you have to win prizes.
Wonderful. Awesome. Okay, and so this is a free app that people can go ahead and download. I went ahead and I posted this over at the Facebook page as well, and then after this interview, I'm going to put it on our website, and people can go on over there, and they can get to it right away. But if you just go ahead and put into the App Store Campus Challenge, then it shows up, and you download it, and then you just take selfies with yourself outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and by the way, I'm not a selfie person. It's just not my thing. But you can put a hand, a foot, that sort of thing. As long as some part of you is in the thing. That's how they keep people from faking it and like just grabbing pictures of the Grand Canyon and be like, I hiked the Grand Canyon. You got to be in it.
Okay.
It's
sweet.
It's just fair.
You don't have to have a smartphone either. You can log online. And mm-hmm. So that's a great way. If you know you have a normal camera, plug it in. Or what we've been doing with our activities is loading up to Facebook or having a friend take a picture and email it to you so you can go online and still participate even without a smartphone. Because I did have a coworker whose smartphone, you know, she went to the beach and a sneaker wave came and all of a sudden her phone was in the water and she's like, I can't participate. And she still can. No excuses.
Can I add one thing too that is kind of a nice twist on the Outdoor Nation Campus Challenge? Which is when you sign up, yes, there are many positive virtues about getting people outside and nature-based play and enjoying fresh air and, you know, the awesome area that we get to live in. But when you have the app, you can actually look through what everybody is doing. And it's crazy. It's updating, you know, sometimes 3, 4, 5 times a minute, right? Humboldt is pouring entries into this thing. So if you refresh the screen, you can just see, oh, okay. Then you know, oh, Fern Canyon is beautiful right now. Or you know, oh, the bay is nice and glassy right now. Or the surf looks good right now. Like you can just kind of see what everybody in the county is doing to do their part. And it's just really good to be reminded of the beauty that we live in.
And the school, if they win this, then they get a big prize too.
Yeah, so the school actually gets an outdoor gear closet. And so that's a great opportunity for
$3,000, right?
And yeah, so we get additional funding on top of that to take more college students outdoors, which is a great way for us to reach out to students that can't afford to maybe pay for trips so we can start doing free activities and strengthening that connection with outdoors to students that don't have that opportunity.
Sweet. Awesome. Well, people should go on out and check out this Outdoor Nation on campus. Well, the Campus Challenge, because the ON is
on. Yeah. HSUOutdoors.humboldt.edu. It's easy to find. You'll find it. What are you going to do today? You going to go outside?
No, that's why I have all the blinds. Actually, the blinds are broken.
Change the batteries.
Yeah, I know. I will work on that later on today. But
yeah. They have battery powered blinds. Did you know that you can raise the blinds with a remote control in a studio?
Yeah, but the one time I have people in here talking about going outdoors, I can't open up the blinds.
Yeah, we'll be outdoors in a minute. But you should get outside. It's nice out.
It is nice. I walk into Ferndale usually every day.
Oh, cool. Log it. We'll see you online.
All right. On that note, go on over to khm.com if you want to revisit any of this and make sure to download the app and check it out. The Campus Challenge. Outdoor Nation Campus Challenge. Do it. Anyway, you're listening to KHM.